from KQED.
School districts across California are getting slammed this month with thousands of requests for student records. These requests are coming from undocumented young people desperate to stay in the country, as the California Report's education reporter Anna Tintakulis explains.
It all started this summer when President Barack Obama announced a policy change allowing undocumented immigrants under 30 to stay and work in the U.S. for 2 years.
These are young people who study in our schools, they play in our neighborhoods, they pledge allegiance. They are Americans in their heart, in their minds, in every single way but one, on paper.
And paper is what these young people need to prove they qualify. For many, that golden ticket is a copy of their student records, and that's catching most school districts off guard.
30,000 qualify in the whole county of San Diego.
That's Bea Fernandez with the San Diego Unified School District. She says they didn't expect a third of those eligible are either current or former students. So the district set up a special center where they can process up to 80 requests a day. One challenge? Legal birth names and dates don't always match school records.
I don't even know if you're familiar, but in Mexico, children may have two or three names, but then we enroll them here in school, and they might be under their nickname and one of their last names. But for the application, their name on the application has to be exactly as the birth certificate from Mexico.
For some districts, the information is trapped in old data systems. In Los Angeles Unified, for example, there's a backlog of more than 2,000 requests. Undocumented immigrants anxious to secure these documents are sometimes pleading with stressed-out school officials to speed up the process. That's caused some districts to rely on immigration advocates to help staff members understand how important this is for their students. San Jose Unified's Jackie Zeller says her staff was inspired by a speaker from a group called Educators for Fair Consideration.
He really painted that picture for us. It was very vivid. So that really did help some of our staff understand why they need to practice some patience in this whole process.
At least one district, Fresno Unified, seems to be successfully managing the crush of requests.
We didn't believe that official transcripts were necessary.
The district's Jorge Aguilar says instead of going back into old files and making unnecessary copies of transcripts, the district created a standardized document that includes dates and other information federal immigration officials need. So far, he says, there haven't been any problems.
The best thing is that it's a form that can be completed on the spot.
Other large school districts are still working through the challenges and taking on the costs of extra staff needed to meet demand. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintakulis.